Here we go again, Memorial Day 2018. Beautiful overcast skies. It's threatening to clear up and be a beautiful day. You know, but I don't want to be threatened today. So I'm living in a good life, and you know, and my challenge is to recognize that good life. And I got a bunch of stuff that I was taught, and a way of living, I created a way of being in the world based on the information that I've gathered so far, that was given to me by parents who didn't have much information to give me either. They did the best they could. I thank them for that. But you know, the world has got some really crazy information out there. I think what happens is that, you know, we forget who we are. You know, I always forget who I am. And you know, I think I'm what my mind is telling me, and I'm not that. So I have to begin this conversation with something other than my mind. And you know, initially when I started to try to do that, I thought, this is crazy. Who do I think I am? This is stupid and all that stuff. But I had to get over that, and then I just kept talking and kept trying to have a conversation, and I had to get over the, who do you think you are? You're recording yourself, you egomaniac, and all that kind of crazy stuff. I had to get over that, and when I get over that, I thought, well, what is it that I'm trying to do? And I began to ask a question, and the question got a little bit more intimate for me, and I began to say, well, I'd really love to have this relationship with that part of me that created me. There's a living presence that is my life, and I don't know anything about it. So I began this dialogue that I've recording here, and I try to record it pretty much every day. Then you know, I realized that, you know, I started looking at it, and I would ask questions. I'd get, you know, get quiet for a minute and ask questions of that presence that is my life. And you know, what I found was that I was thinking things that I never thought before, and I was having ideas that I never ever said before, and words were coming out of my mouth that I never had. Fortunately for me, I'm in a program that says that eventually God will do for us what we can't do for ourselves. And so I was unable to have words like that. I was unable to have the words that I talk on this recording. Because the information in my brain told me that I wasn't capable of that. It told me that I was limited, and all the things that we learn as we grow up, and, you know, we get in fights at school or whatever happens to us, and we get disciplined, we parents, you know, all kind of crazy stuff. And then there's wars going on. We try to figure it out in our brain, and we just try to fight our own way through life, you know, and it's just a hell of a way to be, really. It's not a way to be at all, but that's the way it seems to be, so we just go along with it, but it's not. It's what my mind makes it to be, but it has nothing to do with reality. There's a bigger reality underneath that. That is, when I look up in the stars at night, I can see the perfection of life everywhere. It's just incredibly awesome. You know, there's no other way but awesome. There's no way to figure it out. And so we all have seen that. A beautiful sunrise takes your breath away, and you're just blown away, and you have no words. It just blows you away. Well, that's the world we're living in, but, you know, I'm seeing a world with its problems. And, you know, the traffic, and you name it. And so I have to begin this conversation with that presence within me, and then ask it to use me to speak to me. I know it sounds kind of crazy. I'm sure probably thinking this guy's nuts. It's fine. But, you know, I began to ask that presence to use me, to have its being as me. And then I realized, oh, wait a minute, isn't that somewhere in Scripture? It says something about that. You know, and I don't know. I don't necessarily study Scripture. I'm not negating anything. There's a lot there to learn. But there's also a lot of misinformation in there, like there is in everything. And it has to be that way. And I guess that's what I wanted to talk about today. It has to be that way. Because we live in a world of duality, you know, and I ask, you know, what's that about? And I've read, you know, there's a lot of people that know a lot more than I do, you know, and so I read a lot, and I read people, and one of the people that I read, it talks about that intelligence that's within us is infinitely smarter than us. It's the presence of God, so it's connected to all of it. So it has the answer to anything in our life, you know. And I begin to have that conversation with that, and you know, and so these words that were spoken by other people that were connected to that presence come to my mind, and I may never even have seen them, because I'm now connected, you know. Now when I ask that presence that is all things, everywhere present all the time, and that's what it is, it's all part of the same thing, And I asked that, and then it can use anything to speak through me. So as it lives and moves and has its being as me, it's now giving me answers to questions that I have in my own life, particular to me, you know, my situation, my situation. And I realized, thank God, it says it's a God of my own understanding. So what does that mean? That means it has to be personal to me, but yet it's the same for everybody, the same that's available to everybody for the asking, you know. You know, it's free for the as king. I love that. You know, there's a, what does that mean? You know, and I realized that word, you know, where the words come from, and I start to question everything, and I get overwhelmed that how much is available, and I've never asked. And so I begin, you know, to get kind of excited about it, because I'm realizing, I'm having realizations within my own life that change the way I look at life. And it creates a better change. If it created a worse change, I wouldn't like it, right? I don't necessarily like change anyway, because I want a control freak, right? Like most of us, you know. But as I begin this conversation and words come out of my mouth, I find that I'm more in harmony with other people, and that I'm not arguing with life so much, and that I see the mistakes that I've made. And so I begin the conversation again. And I, you know, what I wanted to talk about was that why it's necessary to have that negative part there in physicality in order to have the experience of all there is, which is what all there is doing right here. It's the part that's in you, it's the same part that's in me. It's the presence that's everywhere present in all things. And, you know, and it's all there is, but it didn't have the experience of it being in physical form, is what one of my teachers taught me. And so, in order to have the experience of it being this, being all there is, he had to separate himself into these individual possibilities. And that, you and I are a possibility in the mind of God, and we're expressing that possibility, and we're supposed to be expressing it to the fullest of our being. And, you know, that if you look at a tree or a plant or even a weed, it's trying to be what it is to the fullest it can possibly be. And I can fight with them weeds and try to pull them out there, but they, life in them is just trying to let them represent themselves perfectly as that weed. It's doing the same thing in human beings. And so, I'm oblivious to it. I'm in my mind. I think I'm fighting other minds, and I got to make sure I got my share and all that craziness. And there's this greater reality happening all the time underneath the surface. And so now I start to become aware of it. I start to become conscious. And so what that is it's in me. It's in me to have that ability to remember that. It's the presence that is the essence of my being. And I bring it back to conscious aware. I recognize, I recognize it. Neil Walsh taught me that. I recognize. That means I bring it back to conscious awareness once again. That means it was there at some point. Maybe before I was in my body, maybe before I came into this existence in this physical world, it was always there. So I'm just bringing it to my conscious awareness so that I can have it in my mind in the physical form that I'm in right now, so I can bring that forth into the world, and that I can help to create the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is within us, right? And so I now open up to this possibility that, well, maybe that's what it is. And I realize that that's going to go against theologians, theologists, or whatever you want to call it, all these people that have these ideas, and they're going to... But if you look at the ideas that most theology have, where they get off track is they get exclusive, and they start excluding people, and then there's good and bad, and they're caught up in the world of duality, when all there is can't argue with itself. There's no point in arguing with itself. It's there to express itself in its fullness. And it makes more sense. And you know, I can't understand it with my little pea brain, because there's not enough information in there, but I can go to the source of my being and have an understanding. I'm standing under that presence within me. I'm not figuring it out. I'm standing under the higher truth that I can't know in my mind, but I can know in my being. And see, then I realize that I'm a human being, not a human doing. And most of us are human doings. Constantly doing, never being. So then I asked to experience the day, my beingness, and I noticed that the air feels better on my skin. There's a smell in the air. Even if there's no smell in the air, it's this fresh. I come alive in the moment. I'm more present. And I realize that's the gift that we've been given, is the present. But I got a mind that's going in the past telling me about problems, and I keep replaying them in my mind, and I've been given this ability to recreate the image and likeness. So I recreate the same problem today I had yesterday. And then I complain about why nothing changes. We're insane. But fortunately, there is this grace, the God race. Wow, how about that? The God race that's underneath the human race, that is the inspiration for this whole human experience. And when I recognize that the peace of God that's in me is the same as the peace of God that's in you, and I start to recognize that in myself, and I see it when I see it in you, and I look at the goodness in the world, it starts to become alive in me. But yet, the reason that in order to have physicality, in order to have this physical world, I have to have the possibility that there's the opposite of it. I have to have a shadow in order to have existence. If there's no shadow, then I don't have physical form, right? So God was everywhere, everything, knew everything, was present everywhere, but it didn't have any form. It was formless. Even says it in the beginning, right? It was formless, and there was darkness on the deep. And then God decided to have the experience. What would it be like? And he imagined all these things, and we're a piece of that imagination. And we're expressing a unique piece of divinity that we are. And we've misinterpreted in our mind, and we've created something less than the kingdom. But maybe it doesn't even really resist. It exists. Maybe we're just living in a hologram. I don't have to go that crazy. But, you know, I don't know, you know. But I believe that, you know, as consciousness is expanding, thy will is going to be done on earth. It's, you know, when Jesus taught us how to pray, that's what he was saying. The I will, there's only one. I will, the will of the oneness of life is going to be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it isn't like I got to do anything. However, what I find from my experience is the more I've become aware of these principles of creation, one of them being that I have to first ask in order to receive. Some kind of principle that my mind slams shut. And when I ask, it opens the door in my mind that God can inspire me with a new idea. That's one principle. When I align myself with these principles that I uncover in life, I begin to recognize again, and I align myself with these principles, life changes. My being comes alive in me, and I live from a new state of consciousness. Now, I can't stay there long because I've got a lot of years, and we've got a lot of information that's been programmed into our brains. Some of it is hereditary. But, you know, a one day at a time, I love the simplicity of it. Only the present moment is the only one that matters. How am I living in this present moment? Am I at peace in my experience? And if I'm not, the first need is to quiet the disturbance and feel the peace of God. Recognize that presence is there. Never can go away. Or if we're not here. If it goes away, we're not here because we are it. We are a piece of it. And we start to wake up to it and we feel that peace. And then we begin to experience it in our bodies, in our minds. We let go of the problems, and the solution shows up. It's just a little too simple for us educated idiots, you know? Anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about today. I don't know if anybody's ever going to listen to these tapes. I'm just recording it for me. But I think it's a conversation that needs to happen for all of us. You know, I know it's changed my life, and it continues to change my life. And I know if it doesn't for me, would do it for anybody. I'm not doing anything special. I'm not special in any way other than I'm a unique representation of the presence of God in me, just like you are. And I want to be the highest vision of that I can have an image in. And so I imagine a loving, kind, beautiful world with compassion, understanding, and creativity, and balance, and all of that stuff. And as I ponder those thoughts, they start to become creative in the physical world. And I start to manifest those things. Not me individually, but the presence in me combines with the presence that's around me. And those people, together with us, unite. And together we'll recreate the kingdom. I sure hope you'll join us. And maybe one day these tapes will get out there. Who knows? That's enough for today. Thank you very much.